This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 221, three ways to find IELTS reading answers quickly. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
In today's IELTS Energy episode, get three different ways to scan for the answers on the reading test to guarantee your high score.
Hey, Jessica, how are you doing today?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. Yeah, this week I've been just so busy for the past few days.
Yeah.
It's a good, productive busy, though. So yeah. Even though sometimes if you have like 10 different projects going, sometimes my mind gets kind of frazzled and I get worried I can't finish everything, but you just tackle one thing at a time and slowly cross things off. And
That's all you can do. You can't do anything else. And you have to enjoy your weekend a little bit too. Gotta take some time off, hopefully, right?
You know what I get to do this weekend?
What do you get to do?
My friend invited me to go to the Timbers season opening game.
Oh, they're playing again.
Yes. The season starts this weekend and their opening game is against the team that they beat in the championship last season.
Ooh, you must be their biggest fan, like of all their fans.
No, not even close. No. Not even close. Oh. You know, people have, you know, sports fans, they memorize all the statistics of all the players and even like other teams they know. And I'm not even close to that.
No, that's true. You're right. Okay.
I don't have time. Like, that's a huge time commitment to memorize all that information.
Oof. Oh my gosh. No, I'm not a huge sports fan either, but. You know, I mean, once in a while, it's fun. Hockey games can be fun, so it's all good.
That's one sport I've never gotten into is hockey.
Hockey? Yeah, it's really fun to watch. It's so fast-paced, you know. It's back and forth, lots of punching.
That's true. Like, the skills with, like, how they're able to, like, manipulate these tiny blades on their feet to, like, dodge and, like, weave and stuff. That is cool to watch.
So cool.
Well, I mean, speaking of skills, we are talking about some specific IELTS skills today.
Oh, good connection.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank
it all comes down to true, right? Our preparation and, you know, just how much we've prepared and practiced things.
Exactly. So that's the key here. Like, that's going to be the basis for what we're talking about today is once you learn these skills through a course, for example, or however you're attaining these skills, you do need to practice them over and over and over again.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, for the students in our course, they have a chance to really practice like the full set of skills and strategies that we offer you guys. I mean, you know, some people have been listening to the podcast and seeing some small score improvements. But if you really want to like be sure that your score is going to move up, again, we've said it before, don't just rely on the podcast. And today we're going to talk about a question that a student in our course had about the reading test. Right, Jessica?
Yeah. And this is a tough question to tackle. I'll just go ahead and read the question. She says, when I do reading practice, I'm so worried because I cannot find the key words in the passage. And it's really difficult to remember the key words to find the answers. So this is tough. Yeah. The problem here, to my mind, is just that basic scanning skill, because it's not easy. We scan in real life, and this is important to remember. How do we use it in real life? We scan when we're not reading. Scanning is not reading, and that's the first thing to remember. Because in her question, she says, I think sometimes I tend to keep reading when I cannot find the answer, so it wastes time. And that's the problem. We're not reading when we're scanning. We're just looking for information. So the best way to picture this, how we do this skill, is to think about like if you're looking at a schedule, like a train schedule or a movie schedule, that's when I scan. Yeah. If I have a movie schedule in front of me, I'm not looking at every single movie and every single time, right? Mm-hmm, so maybe you only want to see one particular movie. So your eyes are drifting over all the titles until you see the movie title you're looking for. You're not reading everything. You're just drifting.
Yeah. And it's true. It's hard to say whether that's just an issue of just the way that she's calling it or whether she really isn't doing the right thing when it comes to approaching that. And the first question that I asked our student was, have you done the reading module, right? Because mm-hmm. she's in our course and that's the first way. The point is, before we can start to offer feedback, we really need to make sure that we've gone through and we've learned the basic strategies in a step-by-step format that we teach there. Yeah.
Exactly.
Otherwise, there's no conversation.
We do focus a lot on the scanning skill because this is the fundamental step for finding the answers. Like you mm-hmm. can't find the answers in time if you don't know how to scan properly. So we do spend a lot of time on this skill in our course. I just think sometimes we overthink things and right. And we doubt ourselves, and you can't doubt scanning or else this is what happens. You end up wasting time and reading too much. So there are three ways we can scan, and it's important for the student to figure out which way works for them because it's different for everyone, you know, what you're comfortable with. So the first way we scan, is to use our finger or our pen and follow the lines in order from left to right. So every line you're using your finger or your pen to help your eyes follow each line. And you're not reading each line. You're just looking for a word as if it were a picture, right? You have to sort of expand your mind to think of like, I'm not reading right now. I'm just looking for a capital M, or I'm looking for right? The number two or something like that.
So we keep that M or that number two in our minds and we look for the match kind of.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, we drift over each line looking for that keyword. And you're not going to do it over the whole passage, right? You know that, for example, if it's question number one, the answer is going to be in the first couple paragraphs. So you're only scanning there. And then when you go to question two, you don't start at the beginning of the passage scanning. The answers are in order for a lot of these question types. So you don't go back to the beginning. You just start scanning where you found the last answer, right?
Yeah.
So it's not like you're scanning the whole passage every time. And I think some students maybe do that because again, like they're doubting. That's why in our course, I organized the reading questions. We look at each question type, but I organized it into two separate lessons, questions that have answers in order in the passage, and then questions where answers are not in order because they're slightly different strategies, right? So we do address that in the course. So you know exactly when you see this question type, you know the questions are in order or not, because that saves a lot of time.
Yeah. Hello? Yeah. And, it's okay. I'm here. In other episodes, we've talked about trusting a strategy and just kind of giving into the strategy, right? I think that's really important, guys. You know, once you have the strategy, if you're in our course, you've paid for the strategy. So use them. Don't go back to your old ways because it feels safer, but it's a false sense of security.
Yeah, that reminds me. There was another comment in our Facebook group about this guy saying how he failed the listening test last time was because he saw a teacher on YouTube give him some advice. Maybe we'll talk about that in the next episode. That would be good to talk about.
Oh, yeah, we should. That's a good idea, actually. Yeah, I would like to talk about that.
Because of this bad advice, he did not get the score he wanted, but then he took our course and I think he got like an 8.5 or something in listening. So, I mean, that shows you know, there's a lot of bad strategies out there. So anyway, so the first method of scanning is to drift over each line from left to right. So that may work for some people if you are good at scanning. I think this is really the most difficult way to scan because it's also the way we read. So you do start reading after a while. The next method of scanning is where you go the opposite way. You go from right to left. So the first, did I say that right? So the first way is left to right. Okay.
No, that's right.
And then the second way is going from right to left. So that's where you start with your finger or your pen, and that's just to help your eyes keep track, okay? Don't just use your eyes. Use every tool you have. So use your finger or your pen, put it at the end of that first line, right, on the right, and then go each line right to left. So that kind of tricks your brain, right, into saying, like, I'm not reading now, I'm just looking for something. So this method actually works for a lot of students.
Guys, we're getting new success stories from Three Keys IELTS every week. If you want to become a success story and move on with your life vision, get beyond this IELTS exam, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and enroll. Start day one of your study plan today. allearsenglish.com/KEYS. I like that. I like that. It doesn't allow us to read because we couldn't read that way. It'll kind of, yeah, keep us awake to the fact that we are scanning and not reading.
Exactly. Good. Exactly. And then the third way, and this is what I do when I scan, you put your finger in the middle of the paragraph. Well, not the paragraph, the middle of the line, and you move your finger just straight down the middle of the paragraph, and you let your eyes drift from left to right, right to left, left to right, right to left. So it's difficult, but this is the way, this is what, how I scan. That's what works for my, what my reading comprehension, the way that I understand words. Yeah.
And it sounds like in order to find out which style is best for us, we just need to practice, right? We need to use different material and scan in all three ways to see what's right for us. You know, there's no way around it. Yeah.
And we have, I mean, there's a whole lesson just on this skill and practice just on this skill, making our students try each way so they can figure out what's right for them. Because I think in class and in textbooks, right, like a lot of teachers just say, scan, but they don't tell you how, and they certainly don't tell you that there's three different ways of doing it. You know, they're just like, guys, just scan, just do it. Don't you know how to do it? Just do it.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. That's a really good point. And I love that we go into that. I mean, that's, so it sounds like maybe even though the student says that she's gone through the lessons, maybe she needs to go back and try these three different, you know, there are levels of engagement, levels of depth that we can go use when we go through this course. And it's not always the deepest level of engagement with the material for everyone because we're busy, right? But we need to go deep with this stuff. We really do.
Yeah. And for some students, you need to spend longer on the reading skills than others, or you need to spend longer on the speaking skills than others. It's just sort of recognizing your own strengths and weaknesses, right? So it's okay if it takes you, if you want to do this lesson five times, right? If you want to use this worksheet five times and take these strategies and try and use them on a newspaper article just to practice these specific skills. Sometimes that's what you have to do. You have to put in that extra work in order to see the same results as perhaps another student who found it easy, right?
Yeah. And that's a benefit of online learning, right? With this new wave of online learning, this kind of revolution that's going on right now, we can do the lecture five times because it's on video, right? Whereas if we're sitting in a classroom and we're paying a lot of money to sit in that classroom, we can't get that lecture more than once unless we're recording. And probably a lot of classrooms don't allow that. So
yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And you certainly can't, maybe you go home after class and an hour later you're trying to do the homework and you realize, oh my God, I don't get this at all. At that point, you can't just call up your teacher and be like, I'm sorry, can you repeat what happened there? Or is there like another kind of homework I could do to practice this? But in our course, you can go back anytime you want and listen again. And you can talk to us on Facebook like this student, and we're going to tell her exactly other things she could do, right? To like fix this problem.
Exactly. I love it. So, I mean, it makes me feel like that's the way learning is going, is online. It's really interesting, a new way of learning. But guys, have confidence in it, you know? I mean, just because it's online doesn't mean that it's not as, it's probably better quality in many cases than what you're going to find in a classroom. So I like that.
Yeah, I think so for sure. And this is coming from, I mean, Lindsay and I have been classroom teachers for years. I mean, any teacher you find online is coming there from the classroom. You don't just start teaching online. Well, I hope you don't. Like, that wouldn't be good either. You need this experience of contact with the students to understand how students learn in person in order to make online teaching effective. So all of our teaching techniques in the course come directly from our experience of knowing what works, right? Yes. We had to do a bunch of years of trying and failing first before we figure out what works.
Yeah, no, that's true. Absolutely. I love it. So this is really important. So the key for today is that there are three different ways to scan. And when we're scanning, we are not reading, just to say that again.
Exactly. And you guys really have to spend time with each technique before you figure out what you're comfortable with, because, you know, not all of them are going to work for you. And that first technique that I said, where you're going from left to right, that's traditionally how teachers teach students to scan. And I've found in my experience, it's not the most effective way. So you need to try that out first, for sure. If it works for you, great. But remember, there's two other possibilities to try out here.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. So guys, if you want to understand our, get our explanations on how to do these different ways of scanning and how to practice them with Jessica through the video lessons, you can get into our course and you can go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS to get in there today and start day one of your 30 or 60 day study plan. Right, Jessica?
Yeah. And then as soon as you get in the course, guys, you're encouraged to make a statement, a promise statement of your goals on Facebook. I've seen this be so effective and motivational for students that right away they state what their goals are and they start practicing like immediately. They start improving their scores immediately just because they are willing to put in the work, right? They make that statement and they can start studying right now and start asking us questions. So it's like, it's so effective. And that was Lindsay's idea. That's your motivational idea and I love it.
Well, yeah, I mean, we know it's important, right? When we're going to go into an exam like this, we need to know why we're doing it. It's always linked to our vision for our life, our future. You know, when we want to be a doctor abroad, a dentist, a lawyer, whatever it is, it's linked to our vision. And we want to keep that in mind every day when we pull out our study plan and get to work. It'll keep us working hard.
Yeah. Exactly. So. Yeah. I love reading those initial statements of students like introducing themselves and talking about their dreams. It's great. Yeah. And then it's also inspirational for other students to see that.
Absolutely. I love it. So guys, come on over and join us in Three Keys IELTS. And Jessica, that's a wrap for today.
Yeah. That was good. Really, that was a good episode.
That was smooth.
All right. Have a wonderful day, Lindsay.
All right. See you soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.